Let's document that. Skip with me, if you will, over to page 8 of your photocopies of your manual. And we're looking at the Doctrines of the Gospel student manual again, and it says this in the underlined portion. What did Adam do? The very thing the Lord wanted him to do. And I hate to hear anybody call it a sin, for it wasn't a sin. Did Adam sin when he partook of the forbidden fruit? I say to you, no, he did not. Skipping down, bottom of the page. It became essential to their salvation, talking about Adam and Eve, to their salvation and to ours, that their nature should be changed. The only way it could be changed was by the violation of the law under which they were at that time. Mortality could not come without violation of that law, and mortality was essential, a step toward our exaltation. A step towards our exaltation was what Adam did in partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Right-hand column. Adam voluntarily and with full knowledge of the consequences partook of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that men might be. For his service we owe Adam an immeasurable debt of gratitude. So we should be very thankful that Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. We owe him a great debt. A right-hand page, same manual.